In late 1875, Sioux and Cheyenne Indians defiantly led their reservations, outraged over the continued intrusions of whites onto their sacred lands in the Black Hills. As the Indians closed in, Custer ordered his men to shoot their horses and stack their carcasses to form a wall. In less than an hour, Custer and his men were killed in the worst American military disaster ever.
Sitting Indian style in the distant grass, plain visions of Custer's skull as an incense ashtray. Sweet grass and sage by the spearhead's blade. Blazing arrows in the sky lit by clear red flames. Rivers crystal blue, lakeside by caribou. No room for error, true, my canoe fits too. My heart chambers pump like a Mayan war drum. Tomahawk, two clubs combined with four guns. Gather in the Sioux and the Cheyenne too. Counterattack and destroy Mr. You-Know-Who. Me and Sitting Bull finna put this dude in the ditch. Wrap him in buckskin this night on June 25th. The Nina would be bound and then slammed to the ground. The painter would be sunk and then nowhere to be found. The Santa Maria would be safe and sound. Forced to make a 180, have to turn around.
This was the stand that we finished the land. Little bit of perfect land for an orphan and man. Little bit more of war than it. All moccasins ripped, torn, no young and new. For battle a little bit. This was the stand that we finished the land. Little bit of perfect land for an orphan and man. Little bit more of war than it. All moccasins ripped, torn, no young and new. For battle a little bit.
I was born as a small child. They say that I was born to embrace and face war in this wild. At age 14, my first reign, long blade and bays and blood with hair and brains. So heaven to waste the lives I take, a waste of a non-respecting race. So I serenade the winds to calm with winds from the Lakota's palms. Now I become the leader of this strong warrior society. You run with silent eaters, a fearless chief with no need to speak either. A deaf shepherd, protector of my sacred lands. Refuse to move, a sitting bull style from skill to scalp. Fools that fell, they got tools. So I gather my crew, Dakota, Cheyenne, and Arapaho too. It's Sundance and Visions too. Now 500, 3,000 more. And it's all out war. Soon the fate of Custer will be no more.
You consider yourself to be the top.
Of warfare to produce a more brilliant or successful charge of cavalry.
I was broken into pieces that I fashioned into blocks. I built this tower to the heavens, naming lights at the top. Here it's Custer, not the average buster, it's Custer. Thrust a regiment into a fire pit for the heck of it. Back from suspension, tracking them engines. Back with a vengeance, crack goes the weapon. So when Cheyenne tried to meddle, get destroyed like the village of Chief Black Kettle. Could I be more brutal? Reno, Benteen, and McDougal. I'm trying to find a nice spot for the crazy horse funeral. The crazy force, you know, rain in the face and Sitting Bull would like to see me sitting in a pool of my own blood. No love, but so what? Move up towards Rosebud. 5/12 of my command available. I'm short-handed, crow scout issued a warning, but I'm fixed on this encampment, itching for some action. If my flag goes down today, it's with honor that I'm passing.
This was the stand that we finished the land. Little bit of perfect land for an orphan and man. Little bit more of war than it. All moccasins ripped, torn, no young and